Good afternoon to you all. Welcome to our Sunday service. I'd just like to read a few passages from Matthew's Gospel, Isaiah, and also from the book of Acts. And I'm speaking about the title of the Lord Jesus, the Prince of Peace. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. That's Matthew chapter 1 from verse 21. And from Isaiah chapter 9, The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Verse 6, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And in Acts chapter 3, Peter's sermon, he says at verse 14, But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Then in chapter 5 of Acts, The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew, and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a saviour, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. I often think the title of the Prince of Peace is a Christmas title, but it's not actually used in the New Testament in any of the nativity narratives. Verses around it, but not the title Prince of Peace itself. But of course, the angels, when they were worshipping in front of the shepherds, they spoke about the one who would bring peace, peace to all men, peace to the earth. And that leads me to this title that he has, Prince of Peace. But also, as we read in Acts, he is Prince of Life and also a Prince and a saviour. The title given amongst others in Isaiah, where Isaiah writes about the child born and a son given, the titles are Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Now, when you're interpreting the Old Testament, you always look for the first application of a passage to set it in its time and to see if it's prophetic, if who it would refer to. In this instance, it talks about a coming prince, and you may think that it was a king who was to come. But when you look at these titles, there's no king on this earth who has ever been called this: Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Indeed, there's only one person to whom it applies, and that's Almighty God himself. And in this instance, the Prince of Peace is our Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, born into this world at Advent time. And that's what we're celebrating at this time of year. Matthew chapter 1 in the Nativity narrative quotes from Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 and talks about Emmanuel, God with us, the child that is born, the son that is given. And that's the Lord Jesus, the child Jesus that was born to Mary. Isaiah chapter 9 in verses 2 to 6, that continues this narrative about this person who was to come and now has come. So when I read about the Prince of Peace, my mind immediately goes to the nativities. the nativity of our Lord Jesus as recorded by Matthew and Luke. He is the Prince of Peace. What sort of peace was this person to bring? What sort of peace did Jesus bring? And when would that peace occur? Since his birth and since his death and resurrection and ascension, this world has known nothing but war, very little of peace. There have been peacemakers, but there is no peace in the world even now. Although this is a season of peace and goodwill towards men, and yet we know that around the world there are horrible things that are happening. So when is this peace to come? Well, ultimately, peace will come into the existent world and the universe when Christ comes to reign. We call him a prince, but his titles go on. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And ultimately, this peace on earth will come. The peace that on earth that the angels sang about in Luke chapter 2 will come. But there's another peace that the Lord Jesus Christ came to give, and that was peace between man and God. Ever since the fall of Adam in the garden, the fall of Adam and Eve, man has been an enemy of God and has had to have that sin question dealt with. And the only one who would deal with that is God. There is enmity between man and God because we are sinners. And our hearts, unless they are stirred by him, do not have any desire towards him. It takes the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to awake in our hearts that which will bring us life when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour. A century or so ago, there was a model of revolver called the Colt Peacemaker. Well, how did that bring peace? By the bullet. And down through the ages, man has tried to bring peace by the sword. And you know, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for very long. Even when peace is made, it's sometimes a precarious peace. And it doesn't take long before wars break out again. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he is the peacemaker. He will bring peace. He is a Prince of Peace. And the peace that we need between us and God is bought by the price of the cross, by the Lord Jesus going to be crucified at that cross. He came in the world, into the world for this purpose, that he might defeat the devil and all his works. And he has defeated him. But the culmination, the crown of that is still to come, and peace will reign when he comes. But we can have peace in our hearts with God through the cross. So he's the Prince of Peace. Peter calls him also the Prince of Life. He brings life to us through the resurrection. He is made alive. The one who is dead, when he was taken off that cross, he was dead. He was placed into a tomb. He was dead. But God raised him from the dead, and he is the Prince of Life. Well, human beings before a holy God are dead. We're dead in our sins. We cannot reach out to him unless he calls us. But his death brings us life because he is the Prince of Life. He has broken the power of death. When the first apostles preached the cross, preached about the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, they were thought to be foolish by the Gentiles and a curse because a man who died on the tree was cursed. So it was a stone of stumbling towards the Jewish people, because the Messiah was crucified and they claimed that that would never happen. Well, the Christmas story is good news because of the love of God. which leads to the gift of God, his Son, which brings life to those who are dead to God, you and I. He is the Prince of Life. And Peter goes on to say, he is a Prince and a Savior. He's a Savior. His name was Jesus. It was given to him because he will save his people from their sins. By virtue of his death, his burial, his resurrection and ascension and glorification, he is a Prince and a Savior. We are to look for no other. He is the only one who can grant this forgiveness to all who repent and trust in him. Peter accuses the crowd, the people that are listening to him, of slaying the Prince of Life, slaying the Prince of Salvation. And these were the leaders of the Jews. There were other people there as well. The Roman soldiers were those who took him and crucified him. It was at the instigation of the Jews, but we can't just blame the Jewish people for this. We can blame the Gentiles as well for taking him and crucifying him. And in fact, we all have had a hand in the slaying of the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Life. You and I, it was my sins that placed the Lord Jesus on the cross. He was there to pay for my sin and for your sin. We can't just blame the Jews. We can't just blame the Roman soldiers. My sin placed him there on that cross, and he suffered in my place. But as we've said, he is the Prince of Life. He has defeated death and hell and the grave, and he can bring new life to those who trust in him. Eternal life, peace with God, can be yours if you repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for all that he has done on that cross. And you may know at this time, right now, the Prince of Peace in your heart, the Prince of Life giving you life, because he is a Prince and a Savior. So as you celebrate Christmas, think upon the one who is the Prince of Peace, the one who was born into this world and has a victory over death and sin, hell and the grave. God bless you. Thank you for listening.